USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More companies lifting mask mandates for customers. Public supermarkets no longer requiring masks starting Saturday. Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's also lifting mandates. Masks will still be required, though, or mandated by state or local governments. Meanwhile, more proof out Friday that COVID vaccines work. A new CDC study shows the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to be 94% effective at preventing symptoms from developing. The White House dealing with concerns over the economy. A University of Michigan study out Friday shows consumer sentiment down this month to a three-month low. Inflation thought to be one reason for the negative outlook after a rise in the consumer price index. White House economic advisor Cecilia Rouse, though, says rising prices can be misleading.
So those prices are increasing because we were at unusual lows because of the pandemic. They are rebounding as the economy starts to heal. But many of those sectors are actually not even back to where they were before.
That Michigan study also finds consumers more pessimistic about their economic situation now and in the future than they have been in over a decade. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
McDonald's looking for ways to get more workers. Tim Berg has more.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Border officials warning people in Mexico that crossing the U.S. border illegally could have deadly consequences this summer. The warning this week coming as the number of illegal border crossings rises, along with desert temperatures. A border official says those crossing illegally this time of year put their lives in incredible peril. Republicans working on another infrastructure plan. President Biden asking GOP lawmakers to present a plan by Tuesday. This would be the GOP's second counteroffer to Biden's $4 trillion plan. That first plan calling for less than $600 billion in spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying this week he's willing to go as high as $800 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president says, hang on, the gas is coming, USA's Wendy King reports.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Liz Cheney continuing her criticism of former President Trump. Her repeated criticism of Trump leading to her removal this week as GOP House Conference Chair, the number three position among House Republicans. The Wyoming Congresswoman tells ABC News Trump's fraud claims about the 2020 election are dangerous.
We have to recognize what it means for the nation to have a former president who has not conceded and who continues to suggest that our electoral system cannot function, cannot do the will of the people. To cause that kind of questioning about our process, I won't be part of that.
Cheney also says she regrets voting for Trump in last year's election. The full interview will air Sunday on ABC's This Week. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.